This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's Thursday. It's April 25th. It is 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys for being here. Almost to the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. It was a nice Wednesday here on my end. I was in Boulder City last night filming some car stuff. And then got home from that last night. And Laura had started an episode of the show you talked about a couple weeks ago. So I caught half of it. That show Loot, the series you talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. That's a great show.
Yes. Please watch that. And please don't watch Baby Reindeer.
Well, that's the thing. So I was telling her. So I got home. She was watching Loot. So we finished Loot while eating dinner. And then I wanted to watch the hockey game. So I watched the Golden Knights game last night. But I was telling her about Baby Reindeer. And I was trying to explain it based on what you kind of mentioned in the first couple minutes that I saw. So we didn't go into that. We did Happy Loot show and then Happy Golden Knights game last night.
Yeah, Loot is a great show. Probably one of my favorites. I love it. It's so funny. The second season just started. Last night we watched another episode of Baby Reindeer, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this. I was really disturbed. It's really heavy content. I'm just like, this may not be the show for me. I told Matt, I'm like, you might have to go on your own, because after this one, this is not for me. Steph, did you watch it last night?
I watched the first episode, and James, he majored in psychology back in college, so immediately he goes, she's a so-and-so. I'm like, what? And I'm like, she is, and then I'm starting to see, like, the mental things that she's, like, kind of saying and doing. And the first episode was weird, but it did hook me, and I didn't watch episode two yet, so tonight we're gonna continue watching it, because it's pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that when I first started, and now they're delving more into one of the other characters and why they are the way they are and things that happen, the traumas that happen in their past. And I was just like, I don't understand. This is really bad. This is really bad. So yeah, last night, like the first couple episodes, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really interesting. Whoa. And then last night I watched, I was like, I'm done.
What episode did you watch last night?
I think it was four or five.
Okay. When I get there.
Yeah. You'll know exactly. Like, there will not be a shadow of a doubt. You're going to be like, this was the one she was talking about.
It's based on a true story. And so I did do a little Google about the backstory.
Yeah.
And I read like the first two paragraphs of the article to learn more about what went down, and then I stopped because I do want to watch it and not have it be spoiled for me. But it is a true story if you don't want to watch it and just read about it. And the stuff I was reading was wild. It was crazy stuff.
They tell you that at the beginning of the show. This is based on a true story. And I was kind of in the same boat. I was like, maybe I'll just have an idea of what I'm getting into, but I don't think I was prepared for that. So after that wonderful Golden Knights win yesterday, which we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, I was like completely like, oh, when I went to bed last night, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. It was,
Well, does that affect you when you watch a show like that? Because that affects Large. If she watches something on the darker side, it's going to affect how she sleeps. I'm fine. So when we did Loot and Hockey Game, it was cheerful mode. So she slept great last night. But if you watch something like that show, it's going to affect your dreams and everything?
I can watch a sad show. Mm-hmm. It's no problem, actually. I like watching sad shows before I go to bed because it helps me sleep better. I don't know why when I get sad, I just fall asleep. But this was more like upsetting stuff. I was just very upset. And so I was just laying there thinking about it. And it was just, ugh. So if at any point you felt like I was recommending that show yesterday, here I am taking it back. I do not recommend it. I do not recommend it.
So we'll finish Loot first. We'll do Happiness and So Funny Loot. We'll do that, and then we'll see where we are after Loot.
Try to make Loot last as long as it can, honestly. It's such a great show.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's so great. Try not to binge it too fast. Really savor it and watch it, because I really think you're going to enjoy it.
From what I saw from the first episode, and actually we started episode two, I think maybe 5 minutes in episode two, and then we stopped, so I'll let Laura know. Let's enjoy this.
Yes,
let's
savor not rush through the dinner. Flavor. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'em this morning. Let's play the first song of the show. You guys get to pick what it is. Do you want to hear Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Aini Kamoze?
I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still love you like that.
Do you want to hear The Kiss, or This Kiss, by Faith Hill?
It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. Unthinkable.
Or do you want to hear Vertigo by U2? Choices. Get your votes in right now. All you have to do is vote on X. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. You can also vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to catch your votes, and we'll reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, did your parents have a really odd punishment for you, or were you ever at a friend's house when they got punished? How awkward is that? One of us had that happen to us. We're going to talk about it coming up next, but first, the votes are in. And Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Aini Kamoze is a pre-show You Pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'em.
Hit it! Na 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 na.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's always so awkward when you were a kid and you were at your friend's house and they got in trouble in front of you.
Oh my
gosh.
It
was kind of like, What do I do? We were just talking about that. What happened to you?
I was a little kid. I was at my neighbor's house, Scott Ribney, one of my best friends growing up. And I think we're playing with He-Man figures or something in his family room. And he cursed. He's like, he's got Skeletor. He's like, bleep you, He-Man. And all of a sudden, his mom comes flying out of the kitchen. Scott Charles Ribney. And you know when they use the middle name, the kid's in trouble. Scott Charles Ribney, come with me. And he just gets up and she takes him to the bathroom. And she washes his mouth out with soap. And it was so awkward because he's screaming, like, no, mom, I didn't mean to curse. And you hear it happening in the bathroom. And she washes his mouth out with soap, which I thought was something that only happened in the movies until I saw it happen to Scott. And the awkward part was when he came back afterwards, he's like, I'm sorry for cursing, JC. And then sat down to start playing with our He-Man figures again. And she even apologized. Like, I'm sorry, JC, but there's no cursing in this house. It was just, okay, I understand there's no
You're
cursing.
Like, damn, B. Why not?
It was just so awkward. And hey, that was his house rule. She's the mom. Okay, well, she does what she wants to do there in that situation.
Did you have cursing allowed in your house?
I didn't. I didn't curse in my house.
I'm sure there are houses where it is allowed. But yeah, as a small child, that was something that you wouldn't even go near.
Oh, no, I wouldn't even touch it. I would never. But Scott felt the need when playing with He-Man figures to drop an F-bomb, and he got his mouth washed out with soap.
That is so funny. I never thought like that happened either. And I saw it in the movie. So I was like, is it really that bad? And I remember as a kid thinking, I'm going to just taste it and see what it tastes like. So so disgusting. I literally got the bar of soap in our shower. And there, I put it in my mouth and I'll never forget. It was Coast. Do they still make Coast soap?
Oh,
it was blue. I just remember.
I totally remember Coast, yeah.
It smells so good. I put it in my mouth and I was like, oh gosh, this is awful. People do this. That was not the kind of punishment we got in my house. My house, it was a spanking when we were smaller and a grounding when we were older. But I do remember one time I lied to my parents about something. I can't remember what it was. And my dad said, okay, well, since you are telling stories to us, we can't trust you. So we're going to have to take the door off of your room.
Ooh.
So they took the door off the hinges and just leaned it up against the wall. And I had no door for like a week. And they put it back on. But I really thought that out. And I'm like, okay, you're going to take off my door, huh? Well, then I'm going to play my music loud. And that was driving them nuts. So finally my dad's like, I'm just going to put it back on there.
Atlanta's coming blasting from the
bedroom.
Yeah,
basically.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2047.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, April 25th. Oh, man, I'm really happy. My daughter, youngest daughter, she was out of town for a work school trip.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming back today. My oldest daughter is coming home today. We're going to celebrate my birthday this weekend.
Very nice.
Didn't really celebrate it on Monday. Well, we did celebrate it. Here's the thing. I have a question. Is anyone afraid to complain? Is there any... Are you guys like this? Either of you, where you... If something's wrong at a place, you just deal with it instead of complaining. This is the second time this has happened. I think I talked about the first time. I'm trying to eat more protein. There's a story behind that. Maybe we'll get into that at some point. So I'm really trying to eat more protein. And we went out to dinner for my birthday on Monday, and I ordered a steak. And the first time I did this a couple of weeks ago, I asked medium, and it came back well done. And I didn't complain. I was going to deal with it. My husband complained. They brought another one. Even when they brought it back out, it was still like medium well. But I was like, do not complain.
Well, you had the manager too at that last one. Who forcibly made you cut into the steak to make sure it was okay.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure.
But he was nice about it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like forcing me. He's like, hey, I just want to make sure it's cooked. Let's cut it.
Well, there's some anxiety right there.
Yeah. And he kind of looked and he's like, do you want me to take it back? I'm like, no, it's totally fine. Totally fine. So then on Monday, same thing, order steak. And this time I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to order it medium rare just in case. And then I can always ask him to throw it back on the grill if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I say medium rare, please. I get it. It's medium well again. There's like barely any pink in there. And I'm just like, oh, and Matt's mad because it's really a nice restaurant. And he's like, we're paying this much for a steak. You got to say something. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this on my birthday. I'm not going into a back and forth where they're bringing out steaks, taking back steaks, doing this and that. I'm like, I'm just going to eat it. He's like, that's your problem. You don't complain enough. You just deal. Does anyone, I just don't like dealing with it. I'd rather suffer than go through that whole thing.
Is it because you didn't want to have to wait? The only thing that would hold me back from complaining in that situation is I didn't want to wait for the steak to be done again. It's Monday night. It's a work night. I know it's your birthday, but now you got to send it back. The steak's got to get cooked again. Matt has his food. It becomes a whole thing. In that situation, I probably would deal with it. But an overarching theme is you don't like to complain about stuff when it comes to bad service or if the wrong product is given to you or something. You don't like to complain to the business?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I worked in the restaurant industry. I know how some people get when you send food back. seen it firsthand. Not me. I didn't do that. I understand. But I've seen it, and I just don't want to take that chance. I just don't. I'd rather have my overcooked steak than my perfectly cooked steak with a little surprise added to it.
What about a bad haircut?
I've never had one. I've liked my haircut.
Good for you.
Yeah, you've had some bad ones?
When Larry's been out of town, I went to go see someone else in his salon, and it was rough. She no longer is cutting hair.
Was it bad, or was it just not what you were used to?
It was bad. It was uneven. It was bad. And I remember looking at it going, oh, my gosh. And she's like, how is it? I'm like, oh, it's fantastic. Because I didn't have the heart to tell her. I told Larry. Because he wanted to know. He's like, how was it? I'm like, He's like, tell me. So he could tell her and correct her moving forward how to properly cut a guy's the size of his head. So I did say something, but not to her. I said it to Larry to tell her about it.
So you're the same. That's just as bad.
In a roundabout way, I got back to her.
That's just as bad, though. You're a non-complainer, just like me.
Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, check this out. We have for you a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl. That is yours when you win Heads Up. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Yeah, let's talk about last night's VGK game. Some great audio that shows how well the Golden Knights fans travel. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Vegas Golden Knights are trending this morning. Wow, how about that? How about that? Who watched the game last night?
That was a great game last night.
Yeah, game two of the best of seven Western Conference first round series. The Golden Knights extended their lead in the series with a 3-1 win against the Dallas Stars in Dallas. It's huge to get one road game, but to get two road games, wow. Jack Eichel and Jonathan Marchessault, they each had a goal and an assist for the Vegas Golden Knights, and then Noah Hanifin put one on the board. Logan Thompson, he ended up making like 20 saves in the net. Stars coach and former VGK coach Pete DeBoer said of the Vegas Golden Knights, they're the Stanley Cup champions. They've got everyone figured out. They figured out everyone last year, too, so we're not alone in that boat.
They looked so good last night. Two of the best teams in the NHL playing last night, and the Vegas Golden Knights just looked awesome last night.
Oh, man,
so they
did. It was pretty apparent, too, that VGK fans travel very well. When the national anthem was being sung, there was a very large indication that there were several Vegas Golden Knights fans there. You know, in the Star Spangled Banner, when they scream night, mm-hmm. It was really loud. And then in the Star Spangled Banner, the Stars fans, they scream stars. So let's listen. I mean, obviously the Stars is going to be louder, but I'm really impressed with how loud the Vegas Golden Knights fans were. Here's that audio. Okay, that one was...
Oh, it's the one in the middle. It's the middle one.
Okay, my bad. Here we go. Okay, it was loud, but the night was loud.
Yeah, that was a strong showing last night.
Yeah.
That was big. Yeah, Stars was there. But the away team coming in with dropping that was loud.
That was really
loud. Well done.
The series heads back home to the Fortress on Saturday. Puck drops at 7:30 p.m.
Strong showing last night by the fans down in Dallas. Now, coming up here next, we do have that Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear Vinyl for you when you win Heads Up.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Caitlin. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Mercedes?
Really good. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, we have this Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department Phantom Clear Vinyl to give you. Highly in demand, only available at Target. Yours if you win Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want Earth Day or do you want New Kids on the Block?
Earth Day
it is. Monday was Earth Day. So these are all different things that are associated with the Earth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Caitlin, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct and you win, and you start now.
Earth, Mercury, Venus, these are all different
planet?
Yes. The ocean is filled with this, H2O.
Water.
Yes. I just mentioned this. The Pacific, the Atlantic, they are types of?
Ocean.
Yes. If you throw your trash in the ocean, you're contributing to
pollution.
Yes, wow. If I want to not recycle it but just throw it away, I throw it in the what?
The trash.
Yes. This is what, when the sun makes the things work in your house, it's powered. Oh, darn it. I just said power. Never mind. If you're going to reuse something, you do this. You put it in
Recycle?
Recycle. Oh, my goodness. Nice job, Caitlin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Caitlin, this is awesome. You just got a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear Vinyl. That is yours. And we'll have one more of these albums again tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up.
Okay. Just admit it. Like, you're starting to get annoyed by little things. And when I mean little, this is little.
It is such a trigger for me. When someone does it, it instantly, it shouldn't, but like that, like a light switch, Mercedes, it changes my mood when it happens.
There's one thing that you can do to JC that will literally make him flip out, and he's flipping out now, and I know I've done this to you before, so I just can't wait to talk about it. We'll talk about it next. It's Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. Do you know what today is?
Today is, it's April, what, 26th, 27th?
It's the 25th, actually, but I wasn't asking about that. Today is Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Is it really?
It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Finding a good hairstylist is a hard thing to do. And so when you you have a couple of minutes, shoot your hairstylist a text and tell them how much you appreciate them. And don't say anything that'll make him feel bad today.
I love my hairstylist, Buffalo Larry. He's my best friend, one of my best friends. I'm going to see him this afternoon, and I will pay my respects on National Hairstylist Day. But he did something on Wednesday that just, it triggers me when people do this. It's when you get a text message response with just the letter K. K. We're going back and forth about an appointment time. And he offered me, he said I could do either Thursday or Friday at this time. And I wrote back, can I do that? 11:45. Thank you! !! His response, K. So dismissive. So lack of effort. You can't write, okay, sounds good. See you tomorrow. Just the letter K. The K in a text message, it's just, as you can see, it is a trigger for me.
I think that it's probably a trigger for a lot of people. And as someone who has used the K before, not always, I promise you, at least for me, it's not coming from a place of laziness or dismissiveness. The K comes from a place of texting the way I speak. And sometimes when I respond to people, I go, okay.
I've never heard you say K.
I say K all the time. Every time I say,
if I ask you,
okay.
I hear okay. Yes.
K.
So, okay.
I think I say both.
Oh.
The K is from me, and I don't want to speak for him,
mm-hmm.
but if I do that, I promise I'm not being dismissive. The other one is that I'll do sometimes, and this is probably a trigger for you. Actually, I purposely don't do it to you because I know how you get triggered with certain texts,
uh-huh.
is TY.
That's up there.
Instead of thank you, I'll write TY.
Because here's the thing with text message, I'm guilty of it. I think a lot of people are. You put tone into a text, and you shouldn't put tone into a text. So because of that, I always try to get a little bit above and beyond in my text messaging. So people can't really put tone into it. At least they know that I'm coming from a nice place. Going through our text messages, Mercedes, back when the lottery was really high, or was down in Arizona,
uh-huh.
I bought you a lottery ticket.
Oh, no.
And I sent you the lottery ticket, and you wrote back, thank you, exclamation point.
I did that on purpose for you.
But if you would have wrote TY on that, I would have been very upset.
I know,
like,
you
oh,
would
Oh, my
have.
Gosh, I bought you a lottery ticket. I'm in a different state for you, and I get a TY, a thank you, exclamation point. Goes so much farther than just that TY.
Well, it's a speed thing. It's also catered to a specific audience, and you're not that audience. If it's my daughter, it's TY. She has done a thing. She has an abbreviation she texts that drives my husband batty, like you. It's JS. JS. For instance, she JS walked in.
She JS walked in?
Yes.
She just walked in?
Yeah. It's for just.
She can't write the whole word out?
She only writes JS. And so for the longest time, my husband thought she was texting her about shoes. Like J's, like Air Jordans. He's like, what does this have to do with J's? And so, yeah, he gets triggered on that. Karen, is there something that really triggers you text-wise that you're really, really annoys you?
Yeah, so I'm not too big when people can't figure out how to use which there, T-H-E-R-E or T-H-E-I-R. It must be the English major in me.
Oh, man, I know. I'm with you on that. Or T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Yeah, it's like, oh, come on. No,
K.
I'm totally with you. K.
K. Got it, Karen. K.
Someone just messaged us. It says, you know it's worse than K? My daughter texts KK. My daughter texts KK, too.
What's KK?
It's the same. It's like...
They can't put the O. they gotta do KK. They can't do OK.
KK.
K. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, do you know what celebrity impression this is of?
Oh, I'm ready? Let me turn this music down.
Wow.
Wow, Joey from Friends.
No, wow.
The older brother from Blossom.
No, that's whoa.
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
No, hold on, I'm not doing it right. Wow.
Oh, it is Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
What is it from? It's Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Sure, I would have got there.
Wow. Anyway.
Wow. Yeah, that was good. I hear it now.
Okay. Well, Owen Wilson, he's in the news today because it's just coming out that he had a moral dilemma here, and I think he chose the right way. He was offered $12 million to play Douglas McCann in a movie. Who's Douglas McCann, you ask? He's a real life attorney that got wrapped up in all these different conspiracy theories during OJ's 1995 murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
So he backed out once he read the script for this movie and realized that it suggested that OJ was innocent. So he's like, nope, hands clean. I'm out. He supposedly told the director, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me. The movie has been in development for 9 years and not much of it has even been shot yet. But there's a teaser online that you can see if you want. I guess it features OJ the actor playing OJ in an electric chair. So I don't know exactly what this movie is about, but Owen Wilson turned down $12 million to be in it because it portrayed him as innocent.
And was this back? You said this was in the 90s when he turned this down or something recent?
No, I think they've been working on trying to get this to happen.
Okay.
But yeah, it just nothing is happening.
Yeah, good for him. Hey, he's got the money. He can pass on that kind of stuff. Good for him on doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Would you do that if someone offered you $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed him as innocent?
Me? Oh, sign me up. I'm going to take some acting lessons to get me in. JC, radio host, TV host. Yeah, absolutely.
$12 million.
Yes,
Richard.
I would. Heck yeah.
It's just a movie, people.
Yeah. Hey, the guy who played Freddy, he's not a real killer. The guy who played Jason is not. He's just an actor. Mercedes, I'm just an actor. And I love my craft.
And I just want to play roles that are so out there and so not like me.
Yes, roles that are challenging.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. So you and I have talked about this, but more Americans, it appears, have been doing this. And that's just like cutting back on drinking. Nearly 2/3 of young Americans prefer alcohol-free dates. There, a lot of Americans are really embracing like a sober, curious lifestyle. It goes for their dating life too. And this new survey of Gen Zers and millennials say they'd rather go on a dry date than one involving alcohol. The majority, 81%, have already been on a date this year where neither of them drank. The numbers just keep going up on this. Alcohol is just not as popular as it used to be.
I'm hearing that, and I'm seeing it among friends, too. I have a lot of friends that have gone completely sober, and good for them. I have cut back drastically. I think I've had maybe two drinks over the past 3 months, and one of the first ones was this past Saturday night when Laura and I went out to dinner. I had an urge, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll have a cocktail. And I did, and I enjoyed it for maybe the first 10 minutes, you know, get a little giddy, and then I just start getting tired, and it affects me, and to me, it's not worth it. The next morning, not feeling well, it affects your sleep. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I think mocktails, too, are really having a moment.
They are.
And there's just some really creative ones, and they taste really good, and they look really cool. So for me, it's all about sleep. Like, sleep is the one thing I care about the most, and I want to get good sleep. And when I drink, I don't sleep good. I wake up in the middle of the night. I can't fall back to sleep. It just totally disrupts it, and that's been, like, a big reason for me.
Yeah, same thing. And it's so funny. Anytime we go back east to visit family, and I went home by myself, like, 2 months ago, it's always a lot of wine during dinner. We go out to dinner, bring a couple bottles of wine, and just, you know, I'm not driving, just having a great time. This last time I went home, I didn't have any alcohol, and I slept great, and I woke up the next morning, and it was such a wonderful trip. I had no little hangover going. I wasn't tired the next day, and I truly enjoyed every moment with my family versus being tired or sleepy or a little hungover from too much wine.
Yeah, see, family is a different thing. I usually drink when I'm around my family.
For some of us, we need it.
give me another glass, please.
It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're pretty transparent about our lives and things that happen. And sometimes, you know, maybe we'll say a thing or two to embarrass us or to make us look vulnerable. And you said something on the show yesterday, JC, that I still can't get out of my head. And so much so that it inspired me. It really inspired me. You were okay. Talking about it yesterday about how you purchased nipple covers.
Yes, because my right nipple is starting to, for some reason, on white shirts. Not my left nipple, my right nipple.
Oh.
You can see it. It pokes through.
It's your right one.
Yes.
See, I thought it was your left one.
Oh.
Oh, darn it.
You were thinking about my nipples last night.
I was. So much so that it inspired me. You know, when I get inspired musically, I just can't stop myself. And it inspired me to create a song based on your situation.
Are you Taylor Swift over there with the tortured poets department?
Yes, I am. I am the tortured morning show host department. And I like I said, I thought it was left. So I created a song for you, and it's called Left Nipple Cover.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I think it's going to be an instant hit, and I'd like to see what everyone else thinks.
Oh, my gosh.
Here at 702-364-9400.
Oh, but you have audio here. Yeah, it's a minute long.
I have the audio. It's in there. You don't have to play the full minute, you know, maybe just like the first, you know, 30 seconds, see if you want to continue going. But You really inspired me with your admission on how you had to make that purchase. I thought it was very beautiful that you felt you could talk to us about that.
Okay, so this is JC's Left Nipples, the title of the song?
That is the name of the song. It's called Left Nipple Cover.
Here you go.
JC, he's a man with style, rocking the fashion, walking with a smile. But there's one thing that he knows he needs, a little cover for his left nipple, indeed.
Wait a second. Who is this?
What?
This is unreal. It's a song about my left nipple. Get back into it.
You don't like he's it? Got-
I love it. What? This is a hit?
He's got the moves. He's got the groove. Dressing so sharp, always on the move. But the left nipple just won't behave. Time to find a cover to save the day. Left nipple cover. Gotta find it fast. JC's wardrobe needs a little contrast. From the suits to the leather, let's keep it all together.
I am dying.
I got tears streaming down my face.
It's a left nipple cover.
That is a hit.
Is that a
smash hit?
Is that a hit?
Oh my gosh, that is a smash hit.
Okay, then maybe I won't play for you the other one that I wrote.
You wrote a second one?
It's called Nip Slip.
Oh, are you serious? There's two tracks?
No, we got to hear it.
This is track number two on the Tortured Morning Show department.
I can't. Bonus track.
Okay.
Cover up the nipple, JC. Don't let it slip. Don't let it be. You got style. You got swag, but that exposed nipple's a fashion flag. JC in the spotlight, center stage, but that left nipple steals the show. Gotta find a cover, something cool and hip to save your reputation. Keep it equipped.
Here comes a chorus.
Nip slip, oh JC, don't let it show. Nip slip. Gotta cover up, don't you know, nip slip.
I am on the floor. She said, I have audio for you to put in, but I don't want you to hear it. I'm like, okay, and this is what
oh
you've been
on. Oh my gosh.
This is hysterical.
There's a smash hit song about my nipples.
I mean, you inspired me yesterday. I was really like, I have these thoughts and I have these feelings and I can't get them out. And
is everyone else dead? Because I'm like tears were streaming down my face.
I don't believe we're talking about JC's nipples, and now it's a song.
It's a hit song. It's a hit song.
I don't know about a hit.
I have another surprise. Like I said, that was tracks one and two off of the Tortured Morning Show host department album. Track three is actually about Steph.
Oh no! Yes.
Oh no!
Track three. It's good. If you guys want to hear it, I don't know. I got to see if you guys want to hear
we
it.
We want to hear it. Let's do it. Coming up here. It's Mix 94.1. Queen of
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
Left nipple cover. Gotta find it fast.
I was inspired.
JC's wardrobe needs a little contrast.
That is a hit song, Mercedes.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it is so good.
You've heard of Taylor's The Tortured Poets Department, and I have a new album out called The Tortured Morning Show Hosts Department. And that was, there was tracks one and two off of that. If you were listening, I was inspired by, you know, JC and his need for a nipple cover. I thought it was a left nipple. You're telling me it's the right nipple.
It's the right
nipple,
one that's
so
popping
I gotta
out.
I got to go
with the
do
white
a
shirt,
rewrite,
yeah.
Rewrite. But that was a left nipple cover and the nip slip also.
Oh yeah, here's the second hit.
Nip slip on JC, don't let it show. Nip slip, gotta cover up, don't you know?
You know, this would be a talking point for you when you're talking about this smash hit in interviews 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, Mercedes, is it true? It was actually JC's right nipple? That could be a little fun fact that you talk about in interviews when you look back on this hit album years down the road.
Yeah, or if I do a like Mercedes version or something, then I could do the redo.
Because the record label is going to sell it. Absolutely.
Well, no one goes on unwritten about, because I'm inspired by so many people. And so, yes, JC, you did inspire the first two tracks, but track number three was inspired by our own Steph here. Steph, I mean, you're an inspiration to me every day, but particularly when it comes to this topic, okay?
Okay.
The name of this song that you inspired is called Too Many Weddings.
it makes sense. I have 6 weddings to go to this year. I'm 2 weddings I am matron of honors for, so I could see how I've inspired you for this song.
Okay, are you, this is track number 3 off of the Tortured Morning Show Host Department album called Too Many Weddings.
All night, early mornings on the grind. That's how I'm scoring. But Steph, she's always on the go. Wedding bell, she can't say no. Monday's here, alarm's been ringing. But Steph's off, her phone ain't pinging. She's chasing love, dancing all night. Leaving us to pick up the fight. Steph, 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 where you at? Too many weddings. It's a fact, neglecting your job. It's time to face and the morning chase.
Oh my god,
another hit.
Another banger.
She's
done it again. Mercedes
Three
version
hits.
Too Many Weddings. I love how you said the Monday alarm comes and she's not ready because she's still recovering from the wedding from the weekend. That's gonna be me next weekend when I come back from my 3rd wedding this year. My favorite is the chorus. Steph, where are you at? At another wedding. Too many weddings. No more weddings. I'm done with the weddings, but I'm barely halfway through.
So is that an EP? Just 3 songs? It's not a full album yet? Are you still working on some other ones right now?
I'm inspired on the daily.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I really am. I mean, different things, different people inspire me.
Would you ever write a song about yourself?
I could write a song about myself. What should I write about?
Well, I think we put some thought into it, really. If you're open to, you know, co-writers on a song, Steph and I could perhaps, you know, have a writing session with you.
Oh, and come back maybe tomorrow with the song for Mercedes, inspired by Mercedes.
I think so, if you're open to working with other writers.
Yeah.
I'm not. This is me and only me.
Darn it.
No, we'll come up with one, absolutely. It's mixed.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Kendra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am so good. How are you doing this morning? How are you feeling?
I'm good. It's Thursday. We got one more day to go.
And you're about to win Sam Hunt tickets. I just feel it with the Mega Minute, okay? It's going to start quickly. You got this. We haven't had a winner in a long time, so I'd really love to see her walk away with these tickets.
You're going to do it today, Kendra. 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you pass on one, or get one wrong. We'll come back to that question at the end in the game. It starts now.
What fast food restaurant is known for the Big Mac?
McDonald's.
Yes. What year was the United States founded?
1776.
Yes. How many days are in the month of April?
30.
Yes. Victoria Beckham was named which spice in the Spice Girls?
Sporty Spice.
No. What video game would you find the characters Princess Peach and Toad?
Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. In which language does konnichiwa mean hello?
Japanese.
Yes. What color flag is waved in motor racing to indicate the winner?
Checkered.
Yes. Finish this quote. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something...
Blue.
Yes. Katy Perry is engaged to which Pirates of the Caribbean actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Yes. Atlanta is the capital of which U.S. state?
Georgia.
Yes. Victoria Beckham was named which spice in the Spice Girls?
Hot Spice.
Yes. 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 We have a winner. Kendra, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you, guys. How exciting.
Finally. It's been like over two weeks since we had a winner in this
thing. Oh, my gosh. I just had a feeling.
I was in focus mode right there. I was like, I'm in focus.
Kendra, you focused and you conquered the Mega Minute. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Kendra, nice job. And you're all set now with those tickets evening with Sam Hunt that's happening Friday, October 25th at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. So reset the clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, the Mega Minute is on its back.
I'm sorry if I get so excited. I am so excited. I love hearing people beat the Mega Minute.
It doesn't happen that often. So congratulations and get ready to get excited next hour, Mercedes, because we've got tickets to go see the B-52s when you win. Heads up around 8:25.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Well, you know, just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about this yesterday, and TikTok says it will take legal action to try to block the new U.S. legislation that could lead to it being banned. I'm really curious as to how this is going down. There are a lot of... I'm on TikTok. I love it. There are so many TikTokers that I'm fans of, especially locally. We have some really great local influencers that have gone like worldwide. Do you guys know who Vegas Starfish is?
She's one of the big ones, right?
I love her. I think her content is so well made. Steph, I don't know if you can grab her to see if she could come on. I'd love to hear like her thoughts on this. On this bill banning TikTok, President Biden signed a foreign aid bill into law on Wednesday that forces its Chinese parent company to sell ownership for national security reasons. TikTok CEO said, rest assured, we're not going anywhere. TikTok has won legal challenges in the past, including blocking a Montana law that called for a statewide ban. In 2020, a federal judge ruled an attempt to ban TikTok and said it was unconstitutional. Are you serious? We have her on. Oh my gosh. Vegas Starfish. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh my goodness. Well, now your real name is Jen. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you? Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you formally. I follow you. I love your content. And I immediately, when I saw this TikTok ban, I immediately thought of you and other influencers. JC, do we have some audio of hers just in case people want to be kind of familiar with her content?
Yeah, well, here's your latest post. I believe it's your latest post, Jen, talking about everything that's happening right now and leaving TikTok.
This is my farewell to TikTok. As you know, TikTok was just banned in the United States. This app changed my life. This is me before TikTok, and this is me after. I was a miserable mid-level casino executive. I started making content about my city and how much I loved it, and then I started living life.
That video you posted just shows how much TikTok transformed your own personal life and transformed the lives of so many businesses that you touch.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts just with the way things are going right now? How are you feeling as someone who I assume makes it probably a pretty decent living because of TikTok?
I do. It has given me the ability to not only be self-employed, but entirely debt-free and raise my children actively. I have two little boys, so it has absolutely changed everything for me, but more importantly, through the work that I've been able to do with TikTok, we've changed the path for thousands of small businesses just in Las Vegas. So it's not just the creators, it's the businesses that, you know, like a small mom and pop shop in Summerlin that doesn't have the benefit of the traffic that you would see at a strip resort. Social media can change everything to them.
Well, Jen, why? So I understand the ban, if this goes through, at least a minimum of a year, we can still use TikTok, and if they fight it in court, it'll be around for a couple years. Just play, and I'm a huge fan of TikTok, and I don't want to see it go away. But what is the difference between being on TikTok and putting your stuff on maybe Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts? Do you not see the same kind of traction when you use those two other platforms?
No, so the difference, and to be clear, like the majority of people who are involved in the fight against the bill that was just passed believe that this is more about controlling the narrative and less about a foreign entity. What makes TikTok valuable to creators and to viewers is the personalized algorithm that isn't filtered or censored or screened in any capacity. So if you like cat videos at 3 a.m., TikTok is going to give you cat videos. And they may come from all over the world. And that's what makes it so awesome. Whereas Meta owned social media platforms like IG and Facebook, they're filtered and, you know, checked for misinformation, which has its value, of course, but everything's sort of screened in a way to where it's very filtered, it's heavily marketed content, and you're not going to see a smaller or an unknown creator. Everything is very intentional on those other platforms, whereas TikTok is very much like a garden that you can wander through and find gems.
Now, we're talking to Jen, who's also known as Vegas Starfish on TikTok and Instagram. How many followers do you have on TikTok right now?
I'm about to click over 1.7 million on TikTok.
Whoa,
wow.
Good for you, Jen.
That's amazing. And so if TikTok is banned, it goes away, how will this affect you personally?
So I've been lucky to diversify my following because of the platform I have on TikTok, and I'm now well established on Instagram and YouTube and the other platforms. So I will be okay. Aside from the immediate impact and financial loss, which I will figure out a way to make up elsewhere, I will lose out on just the pure organic opportunity that TikTok presents to go viral and reach millions of people, which is not rewarded by your follower account. Like, you can have 5 followers on TikTok and go wildly viral. It's strictly based on your ability to create dynamic and interesting content that people respond to. And I love that. I love that every day I wake up and post a video, today could be a day where I get to reach people all over the world and show them something amazing in Las Vegas.
Jen, yeah, you don't have to give me your specifics, but just kind of ballpark. When you talk about people making a living off of TikTok, let's say it's a popular influencer. They've got 1 million followers. They're posting content every day. What could they be making a week? What could they be making a month?
So there's the main ways that people monetize are through the creator funds, which are funded by the platforms themselves. And then additionally, brand deals and whatever merchandise they sell. So TikTok has the best creator fund out of all the platforms, with maybe the exception of YouTube, but that's long-form content, and it's a completely different ballpark. A solid creator with 1 million followers can reasonably have between $7,000 to $15,000 a month in steady revenue through the creator fund if they're putting out content every single day.
Well, I, for one, am a fan of the platform, and I understand there's some security concerns, and I'm just really grateful that I was exposed to you through that platform, and through that, I get to see you on, like, Instagram now, and I know you kind of said your farewell to TikTok. Is that it for you? Was that your last video on TikTok? Are you done with it now?
No. So that video was mostly about creating awareness that, hey, this is real. You're about to lose access to the people that you that you care about following, because I feel like we become numb to the news cycle. And you hear these things are happening, but until it really happens, you're not really paying attention. So I wanted to drive it home that we are going to be saying goodbye. This is a ban. They're not going to divest. We're going to lose the app if we don't fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. So that was me saying, pay attention, it's coming to an end. I will post on TikTok until they board the doors.
We'll be watching. And Vegas Starfish, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time, and keep doing what you're doing. You're putting some great stuff out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
That was so interesting. I just, you know, I'm by no means a creator like that. And I have my, you know, small little platform on TikTok, as do you. It's just, it's interesting to hear from the people who like make their living off of it and how this is really going to affect them.
And she brings up a great point, changing lives and putting awareness on businesses that would not get that attention elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what happens. Definitely keep you posted. But yeah, what do you guys think? Do you care if TikTok goes away? Are you happy about it? Let us know. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We just got off the phone a few minutes ago with Vegas Starfish. If you've never heard of Vegas Starfish, her name is Jen. She is a TikTok creator. She's actually on all the social media platforms, but she really kind of made a name for herself doing Vegas content on TikTok. And we were talking about the TikTok ban. I didn't realize like this is hitting so close to home with so many people. Mm-hmm. We're getting texts. We're getting calls. We just got this text that says, TikTok is my go-to social media platform. I agree with everything Vegas Starfish had to say. China has their hands in all aspects of America. Real estate, energy, farming, manufacturing. Banning it is not about national security. It's about controlling the narrative. And that's kind of what her take was on that. What do you guys think about the ban? Do you care? Do you not care? Let's talk to Rose, good morning.
Morning.
Now, Rose, talk to us about this TikTok ban. What do you think?
Okay, so people, I don't understand how people in my class are saying stuff like Skippity Toilet, Rizzler, Ohio. I hate it. And I don't also like how people are mewing now, so it's annoying.
Do you think TikTok, you're ready for it to go away?
Yes.
Yeah. Rose is one of our junior listeners. And I know that it's huge, huge with your demographic, Rose. Do you have a form of social media that you actually like?
I watch YouTube. I don't necessarily have TikTok, but I have YouTube Shorts and YouTube.
Is Rose saying that she feels left out because she's not on TikTok and kids are getting the buzzwords and phrases from TikTok mm-hmm. and they come and start saying blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm not watching
it's annoying.
Videos.
It's yes. annoying. Hey, thank you so much, Rose. Let's talk to Renee. Renee kind of feels the same way. Renee, good morning. What do you think?
I think that they should ban it. I think it's ridiculous. It's ruined my kids' lives. And even if they put, I know people need it for like work, but figure out something else. Like these kids are getting on and they say they're going to age restrict them. There's no way to prove it. My kids have lied and made fake Facebook accounts, fake Instagrams. All you do is type in stuff. There's no way to regulate it.
You've got a point there. They can easily get around that stuff.
My daughter's in a rehab right now. And part of it is because of self-shame that people do. She doesn't even weigh 100 freaking pounds.
No, I know what you mean. It definitely, I think all social media puts these unrealistic expectations of what life is supposed to be and what you are supposed to be and what you are supposed to look like. And that's like one of those things that it's like, it could be very useful, but it could be very harmful, just like a lot of things. 702-364-9400. Renee, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Krista. Krista, you're a teacher. What are your thoughts on this TikTok ban?
My thoughts are that we need to keep it very separate. I 100% support banning TikTok and all social media and cell phone use in the classroom. But I think that, you know, in the larger perspective, we should be able to have that and utilize that. I utilize it myself. I do see a lot of parents confusing the two issues, though. And I think it's important to keep them separated.
Does it come down to the parents having control over what their kids are accessing the social media accounts? If your kid is using it nonstop, should it be on the parent to say, okay, listen, give me your phone when you come home from school. You're not going to use your phone this afternoon. Is it on TikTok too, or the government to remove TikTok so your kids stop using it? Where's the parents' responsibility in
this
whole thing?
It's not about getting your kids to stop using it. It's a security issue. That's what they're talking about. It's owned by a Chinese company, and they're saying that it's a security issue because the Chinese will have access to our information. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people are saying that the way that they did this was really shady because they snuck it in with this funding to Israel and Ukraine, and they threw the TikTok ban in there. So they sign off on because they want to give the funding, and then the TikTok ban is thrown in there, like totally unrelated. So that is a thing. As far as the parents thing goes, yes, Yes, absolutely. You've got to be on top of what your kids are doing on social media. As a parent, though, I will say I wish it were that easy to monitor every single thing your kid is doing. I do my best. I try my best. I try to keep an eye on it. But kids are really smart, and sometimes they outsmart you. And I don't know. It's just really, really hard to be on it 24/7. That's just me being honest as a parent.
Yeah.
As I want to and try to, I don't know if I always succeed at it. I really don't.
Well, you're doing a great job. I've seen your two girls. But I just look at the stuff that we got away with our parents.
Yeah.
You can't be on it 24/7. But I was just raising that question because all the parents are calling, saying my kid's on it nonstop. Well, then take the phone away and try to stop them from using it. I understand where the band is coming from. But yeah, but you said you can't be on your kids 24/7.
Yeah, well, you give them back their phone at some point, and then they get back on it. And then you're like, oh, you can't win.
Hey, there's tickets to go see B-52s in about 15 minutes.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. My goodness, I had no idea what a nerve we would hit. We talked about the TikTok ban. We had Vegas Starfish, who is a really big local creator. Actually, I say local, but she has like 1.7 million followers, and got her thoughts on it. And you guys have a lot of thoughts, too. What do you think? Do you care if TikTok goes away? Are you upset about it? Let's talk to Maria this morning. Maria, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. As the mom of a teenager that is on TikTok all the time and it bothers me so much, I think it should be banned, and not just for that, but if you realize that if it's you cannot use it in China. It's banned in China, and it's from China. There's a reason why. They know how to manipulate us and how to get to us and use all these things. You know, it's simple as that. If they don't use it, why should we be using it altogether?
If they came up with like a new version of TikTok that was American based, would you have an issue with it?
I will have an issue just in general, because what happens is that there's always going to be someone who's going to get through it and make it a bad situation.
Well, we really appreciate you calling this morning, Maria. Let's talk to Eric. Eric, you have some thoughts on this TikTok ban. What do you think?
Well, I believe that they should go ahead and ban it because their own people can't even use TikTok. They can't even use Google, various other social medias they're not even allowed to use in their own country. So if they're collecting information from our website, why can't we do it to them as well? Cut them off. I think it's perfectly sound to do that.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with you, Eric. I mean, they're like, if they ban it in their own country, there's obviously a danger there. Why are we not doing that? Thank you so much. Let's talk to Ken. Hey, Ken, good morning. What do you think?
Well, you know, regarding the TikTok and the concerns, you know, I think, you know, with any account, it should be identification, verification, right? It's like a driver platform or a food platform. You know, in order to create an account, you have to upload an identification. It has to be verified by the security team. Same with your driving documents if you're going to be, you know, say, for instance, a rideshare driver. So TikTok the same way. If someone wants to create an account, you know, upload a picture of an ID and verify that in the system before they can create an account. You know, I hear the parents concerned that their kids are too young to be on there. Well, there should be identification verification.
Do we run the risk, though, of, like, identity theft with people trying to open fake accounts, using other people's identity, things like that?
We deal with that right now across all other social media platforms, right? We deal with that across Instagram. You know, it doesn't make a difference what it is. There's identity theft everywhere. If you upload a picture of an ID, of course it could be, you know, hacked or stolen. It's on every single platform. You know, it doesn't matter if it's car insurance. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ken.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
What do we do without TikTok? I mean, we're not going to get gems like this.
Are you a drink?
Yeah. A lemonade, please.
A lemonade? All right.
And then can I also have barbecue sauce? I can have, like, the buffalo sauce.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
I mean, no Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't know if I can do without things like...
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
How will we survive?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to go to Reels.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hello, Jesse. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Special teams, special plays, special players. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay, so pick a category. Do you want to go with Dexter's Laboratory or Down Under?
Let's go with Down Under.
Down Under it is. Okay, Hug an Australian Day is tomorrow, so make sure you do that. And these are all things that are associated with Australia, okay?
All right.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with JC today.
All right.
All right, Jesse, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you win. And we start now. This is the animal that bounces around, has a pouch.
A kangaroo.
Yes. This area is underwater. It's really cool.
A coral reef.
It's really big. We'll pass on that one. This is where they play music and shows there in Australia. It has a really cool arch. Okay, pass. He plays Wolverine.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Yes. She was in Grease with John Travolta. Recently passed away.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes. These are a type of bears you would find there. Oh, they're cute little such and such bears.
Koalas.
Yes. This is the sport they play. It's like football, but it's not.
Rugby.
Yes. This was the crocodile hunter. He passed away.
Oh, oh my gosh, what's his name?
His daughter's name is Bindi.
Oh, pass.
Okay, this guy is Thor. He played Thor with the hammer.
Oh my gosh.
His brother was married to Miley Cyrus. Well, pass. Really bad spider. Think of it really now. Oh,
oh
God!
No!
Oh,
you were so close. I feel like you had a couple of these answers on the tip of your tongue.
What were the ones we got hung up on? Steve Irwin was the one with the crocodile.
Yeah.
Hire,
right? Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Great Barrier Reef, Sydney Opera House.
The Sydney Opera House is the
Opera
one.
House.
It felt like it was coming out of his mouth.
I am so sorry, Jesse.
It's all right. Good job, JC.
Likewise, Jesse.
You guys both did a great job. Nice job for you, but unfortunately not quite enough. So that means that caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to go check out the B-52s in their Love Shack residency at the Venetian Theater. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
Did you guys get in trouble? You and Matt?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it next?
I am so annoyed.
You kind of gave me the tip of the iceberg on this earlier.
Wait until you hear what I got in the mail yesterday.
This is good.
I'm so angry right now.
We'll do it coming up next.
Being falsely accused is not fun. And this is what I'm going through right now. I'm
you said
so upset.
Something came in the mail? What'd you get accused of?
I'm being accused of something that I did not do. And it's annoying. I get this letter in the mail yesterday. And it's actually addressed to me. But I get home and it's open on the counter. I think that's illegal, but...
Oh, is Matt or Brooklyn going to go to jail for this? Opening your mail.
Well,
federal offense.
I'm glad it was open because my husband saw, and we'll get him on the phone because he can tell his side of this, because it's from the Homeowners Association. There's a couple of associations that we live under. There's like your neighborhood, and then there's like the area you live in. It was from the area we live in. Okay. So this letter's open. It's on the counter, and he goes, "I don't know what they're smoking." And I'm like, "What?" And I look at it and it says, "This letter is a friendly reminder of the blah, blah, blah community standards. During a recent drive-through, your community, it has been observed and or reported that dead spots are seen in the lawn of the property." And I'm like, we do not have dead spots. We make very sure that our lawn is maintained.
You've got grass out front, regular real grass?
We do have real grass, yeah. And it says, please be reminded that pursuant to blah, 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 community association governing documents, supplemental CCNR's Article 1, Section 1.16, is all this blah, blah, blah stuff, saying that you have to have your lawn nice and neat at all times. Okay?
Wait, you're going to get a letter for having a dead spot on your yard? How do you stop that from happening?
That's a couple of dead spots.
Multiple dead spots.
So they say, we understand that many times residents are simply unaware, blah, blah, blah. And they say, we have a photo for your reference. And I look at this photo, okay? I'm like, okay, show me where these dead spots are. It's not even my front yard.
Oh!
It's not even my front yard. It's my next door neighbor's front yard.
And it was definitely addressed to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My name, my address. So here, Matt's on the phone. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
So you get the, you open the letter and did you called them, right?
Oh, yeah. The letter that's addressed to you, I happen to notice that it wasn't one of their standard, hey, we're having a meeting, come on down, have some drinks and some snacks with us, because there's a picture you can see through the envelope. It's like, oh, God. So I open it up, and I'm like, what is this? And I notice the tree, and then I see the neighbor's car in the driveway, and I'm like, dude, that is not even our tree or our car. And the area that they're showing, it shows their grass, and we don't have grass. So if Barney Rubble of the community service representatives of this area had noticed, we had been approved for xeriscape. So we have rock and shrub in a specific area that's depicted in this picture.
Right. We do have grass, but not in that area.
Yes. And in the picture, it even shows our address and the date and time in which the picture was taken. So again, their GPS is jacked because they obviously don't know what property lines are.
So we're falsely accused. So Matt calls them up and leaves a message, and you were all sassy when you left the message.
Well, it says, hi, thank you for calling blah, blah, blah. If you're calling during operational hours, please do this or do that, or if you'd like to get to the directory, hit this number. So I do, and I put in the three letters of the person's name, RUB for Rubble, and next thing you know, I get this, oh, you've reached this long, stupid number. I'm like, what is that? You asked me to put in letters, and now you're telling me that it's extension 142555. I'm like,
you have to jump through hoops to defend yourself.
Now, are you going to go bring this letter to your neighbor and to show them, or just let the HOA deal with this whole thing? Or do you go to your neighbor saying, hey, by the way, I got this. It's meant for you. Just a heads up. They're coming after you.
Here's the kicker with my neighbor. He has his property is landscaped twice a week on a Monday and a Friday. So for him to get popped for dead grass.
Better show it to his landscaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, you're not doing a very good job.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is going to be a real game changer when it comes to flying. Have you ever had to pay more to take a certain flight or leave at a certain time because you had to be there and you couldn't risk a delay, and then it did delay and it completely messed up your schedule? Usually you don't get any compensation from the airlines. It's like, just deal with it. Well, that's changing. The Department of Transportation had a news conference yesterday and they announced that within 6 months, airlines are going to be required to comply with new rules, which is going to require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. Now, you're not going to get money for like a 1 hour delay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the way it works is you'll be entitled to a refund if your flight is canceled or significantly changed and you do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. So that includes the airline changing your itinerary before the day of your trip. So the delays covered would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and then more than 6 hours for international flights.
Okay, I like this. We had a Southwest flight. We got stuck in that debacle, 2 years ago at Christmas time. But a couple years back, we woke up ready to fly out. We had a direct flight from Baltimore back to Vegas. And our flight was canceled. And they put Laura and I on different flights flying back. We left like 6 hours later. We had a layover somewhere in Texas for 2 hours. It was nuts getting back. And we just had to deal with it. Like, okay, this is what they're giving us. And it was awful.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're at their mercy. Well,
yes.
Not anymore. And then also, they are requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. And then the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services that you paid for and didn't get, like Wi-Fi. Sometimes you buy the Wi-Fi and it doesn't work. And it's like you are supposed to get your money back for that. Premium seat selections, in-flight entertainment, all that stuff.
That's the worst when you get on a long flight and they're just like, yeah, the Wi-Fi is not working.
Oh, thanks for letting me know now that I spent $9.99. on it. Okay.
6 hours just staring at the back of the seat.
Yeah, what a mess. Also this morning, this is so cute. I am in love with what this kid has done. So Beyonce, she has a new little friend. His name is Tyler. He is from the Philippines. He's only 2 years old. And he went viral on TikTok because he was asking his mom where Beyonce is and wanted to know if he could meet her because she's his friend. Do you want to hear some of the audio from this?
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Where's Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby.
Can they visit Beyonce?
No, we don't know her personally. We don't know her personally.
I want to meet her.
You
want to
meet her? I know. Me too, baby. I want to meet her too. Yeah. Maybe one day we can meet her.
Sounds adorable.
He loves her. So they posted that video, and the video got back to Beyonce. It's so cute. She sent him blue and white roses, a stuffed blue unicorn. His mom says through the power of Queen Bee's internet, she saw the video in her note, which started out with, "To my friend Tyler," Beyonce said, "I see your halo, Tyler."
Oh, gosh.
Is that not the cutest thing? She wrote, Tyler may be too young to remember all this, but I'll always remind him to dream big and shoot for the stars. Beyonce sent my baby flowers.
Let's try this. Mercedes, we friends with Jungkook?
I want to meet Jungkook.
Mercedes, we're not friends with Jungkook.
I love Jungkook. Jungkook's my friend.
I know, but
I love Jungkook.
Jungkook is currently in the army right now.
I love Jungkook. He's my friend.
Steph, send this to Jungkook's people. Stats.
This is literally me in denial. He's my friend, okay?
We're buddies.
I'm turning baby reindeer here.
Oh, all that it was rough, but lately.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 9:04. What is this all about?
This is the get ready to feel old game.
Oh, we don't want to feel old. Why?
Well, check this out. First off, these songs all turn 20 this year. Came out in 2004. Came out in 2004.
No, this is impossible. This was just 10 years ago.
No.
Lies. This is not true.
2004.
Oh, no way. I literally remember being at the gym and working out to the song, putting
it
on my playlist.
No.
So I've got movies that came out in 2004. The following movies came out 20 years ago. So we have a competition between Mercedes and Steph on identifying these movies that came out 20 years ago.
Oh, gosh. And movies sometimes get me. I have, like, no concept of time when it comes to movies. I don't know what year movies came out in, so this is going to be interesting.
Okay, Mercedes, you'll go first. I'll play you the clip, then you just tell me the title of the movie, okay?
Okay, all right. 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm, 2004. Get in that mindset. Here's the first movie.
You know what I wish I had right now?
No, what?
Razzles.
Razzles? Wow, I haven't had Razzles in 15 years.
Remember, they're both a candy and a gum.
That's incredible.
That movie, I do know just because I love that movie. Do you know that movie, Steph?
I don't. It's on the tip of my tongue. What is it?
Is it 13 going on 30?
Yes!
She loved Razzles.
That's right!
I also love Razzles. That's why I remember that movie.
Okay, Steph, here is your movie that came out in 2004.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that.
That is Good Morning, San Diego. That's Anchorman.
That escalated quickly.
Afternoon Delight. Yes. Love that movie.
There's so many good one-liners in that movie.
There really are.
Like, it's ridiculous.
All right, Mercedes, here's your movie that came out in 2004.
Okay.
If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Dodgeball.
Yes!
Dodgeball. Okay.
Yes. Classic.
Okay, Steph, here you go. You can't drop the ball,
the
Steph.
The Ocho, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Ocho.
That's right. That was here in Vegas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Steph, here you go. This movie came out in 2004.
Detective, what are you doing?
Well, you said they've all been programmed with the three laws, and that means we have 1,000 robots that will not try to protect themselves if it violates a direct order from a human. And I'm betting one who will.
I was going to say the zombie movie with Will Smith, but then he said robot. That gave it away. So I think that's iRobot.
Steph, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you so surprised? Oh my gosh, Steph. You got iRobot when they literally said robot in there? Oh my gosh. How'd you do that?
Because I'm not usually good at these games.
Oh my gosh. That's why.
I was stunned she got that. I didn't know iRobot.
They literally said robot in it.
I remember iRobot. I don't know. Okay, Mercedes, ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay, focus.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
Oh gosh. There's one of two movies that I want to go with, but I'm not sure. I'm going to say Friday Night Lights.
Is that your final answer?
Am I wrong?
You can hear it.
Okay, I wasn't 100% on that.
Good job, Mercedes.
I thought maybe, what was the other one? Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans. And what was the one with the whipped cream?
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues, yeah.
There's a lot of football movies. Like, that was the golden age of football movies.
It really was.
Everybody loved them, yeah.
All right, Steph, here you go. Chance to tie this thing where we wrap it up with this movie right here.
I'm going to steal it. Steal the Declaration of Independence.
Is it Declaration of Independence?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, is it National Treasure?
I need a... What answer?
National Treasure.
Are you sure?
No, but I'll go with it.
JC gives her the easy ones. Here's one from 2004. Napoleon, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. Is it Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes! Oh, my God!
How do you know?
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
And that's it for us on a Thursday. Thanks so much for being here. Make sure you're back tomorrow. We've got a lot going on. A big debate that will be happening right around 7 o'clock that these two are already going after each other on. I can't wait to...
We got
to
bring this to the air.
Hear your arguments.
It's only fair to bring it to the air.
Yeah.
Because I'm right.
It has to do with the color of car that you drive. We'll talk about that.
This is going to spark a wildfire tomorrow.
I think so.
It is. I really think it is.
Concerned.
It affects a lot of people.
I'm just going to keep you on one side of the room and you on the other side of the room, Steph, and you guys cannot...
She's making faces at me through a glass studio.
I already know JC's in the wrong and I'm right.
We'll talk about that 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Also, tomorrow's Friday, so we'll have the Friday rewind in the 9 o'clock hour. So excited about that, and we'll spin the Oh Wow Wheel too in the 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are headed out. J Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes, you have so many talents, and you put songwriter on display today, and performer as well. This is just fantastic.
Thank you.
Mercedes put together custom songs tailored around Steph and myself and recent incidents in our lives. Here is a. Here's a song about me and my nipples. Left nipple cover, gotta find it fast. JC's wardrobe needs a little contrast. My nipple covers are supposed to arrive today, by the way, in Amazon.
Your wardrobe needs a little more contrast.
And then, Steph has all these weddings nonstop, and here's a song that Mercedes wrote about Steph. Steph, where you at? Too many weddings. It's a fact.
Your job. It's time to face the deadlines and the morning. Wow, we're saying EP out tomorrow or what?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to throw one in there about me. I'll just need a topic of conversation.
We have some ideas. Yeah, thoughts that are coming your way.
All right, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right, that'll do it for show number 2047 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1. Steph, where you at? Too many weddings. It's a fact, neglecting your job. It's time to face the deadlines and the morning. Mercedes in the Morning. Vegas is best
bride. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.